Well, K-State risk management specialist Art Barnaby is constantly feeding updates into the agmanager.info website out of K-State Agricultural Economics on grain prices that fit into the formula for calculating USDA program payments. And lately, Art says he's been hearing from farmers around Kansas about the wheat price he's been utilizing for that purpose, a price level that exceeds by a fair bit the wheat bids you producers are seeing at your local elevators. Art stopped in the Agriculture Today studio earlier this week to explain the difference.
I'm getting heat on why you got a price currently at 383 or thereabouts. How can you get to 383? And part of this is when you look at the tables, we lay out the marketing year average price, which is what determines whether there's PLC payments or ARC payments. Mm-hmm. The other thing, confusing part, is the marketing year average price, when you read USDA forecast and stuff, they call that the average farm price. And they give a price range of prices on it. And the last one that came out was 335 to 405. And most economists just pick the middle number, and that's what they run with. What I do a little differently is I actually show you all the parts. So I'm showing you each monthly price. The ones in black are the ones that have been published by USDA. And for wheat, we only have two numbers. They've published a number in June at 420 and a number for July at 375. This is a weighted national average price. And the second column is I show you my estimates of what the weights will look like on this wheat crop. And they come out to be pretty close unless people dramatically change their marketing practice. I can think of only one time. And that was a couple of years ago when we had sorghum way over the price of corn, big positive basis, and we had some higher weights at the end of the marketing year, which is not typical. But assuming a typical marketing year that people don't change that a lot, they tend to sell when they got cash flow needs, those don't move a lot. Now, the prices are pretty flaky to start with, but as you fill in those red estimates from KSU, with black ones from USDA, that number will start to stabilize. Mm-hmm. And within 3 months, you've got over half the wheat price typically determined. So that's part of the story is, number one, we're filling in the numbers as they are, in fact, published. Number two, those prices are 2 months lag. So what they've got is actually done back in July. And what we're estimating then is the next 10 prices to take us through the marketing year for wheat, okay? Now, this is not just a Kansas number. Now, this is the July number that was published by NASS, and Kansas had the lowest wheat price of all 21 states. I'm sure that's breaking news, and everybody will run right home.
Right.
No shock there.
It's understood, right.
But it was the average was $3.21 for Kansas, $3.21. Now, in most locations, that's much higher than what you're getting now. But if you'll recall, prices were higher in July, even in Kansas, than what they are today. So I don't have any reason to doubt that what 321 wasn't the number. And I'm kind of anticipating that the price will drop probably below $3 at least, when we get the August number, which will come out basically the last day of, call it the 1st of October, for all practical purposes. So that's likely to happen. Finally, it's a national price. It's not just Kansas. And the other thing is it's weighted, and it's weighted from the sense that you take the total bushels purchased and the total dollars paid, and you divide the two numbers. Well, if you're not selling the wheat, it's not entering into the number. And a lot of wheat in Kansas, because the price has gotten so cheap, has been put under loan. Mm-hmm. And so it's not actually being converted to cash, so it's not going to show up in this national average price. It will at some point, but not right now. Anyway, so I looked at other states. North Dakota, pretty good-sized wheat-producing state, times bigger than Kansas. It won't be this year, by the way.
Right.
Their price is $4.59 for that month that we were at $3.21, a considerable difference in price there. Montana at $3.62, Oregon at $3.80, and Washington at $4.80. Mm-hmm. The other thing, it's all classes of wheat. It's not just hard red winter wheat. Out there in the Pacific Northwest, they raise that soft white wheat, which they ship out of Portland to Asia. That's how this number comes together, and it determines your price. So it's a whole lot of factors there. Again, we track this on Ag Manager. If you didn't get all that, you can go out and you look and you can see how the parts are put together.
K-State's Art Barnaby there. He, by the way, also posts regularly updated projections on loan deficiency payments that you producers could claim as local prices drift low enough, which in the case of wheat is indeed happening at numerous locations around Kansas now. You can follow all that at agmanager.info. On now to this week's Kansas Wheat Scoop. Here's Marcia Boswell.
Knowing that a career in agriculture will help feed the world and make an impact on the environment is what motivates Brandon Keller of Obert, Kansas. His apparent passion for the industry, involvement in community service, and academic excellence are what set Keller up as the best recipient for the 2016 Herb Clutter Memorial Scholarship. The scholarship will award Keller $500 per year toward his college tuition. Keller said, "I plan to go to K-State and get an agronomy degree to be a crop consultant." Keller enjoyed growing up on his family's farm, working with his dad and brother, and notes that valuable lessons are reflected in his daily life. Keller put that hard work and dedication to good use in school, where he excelled academically and was involved in several clubs, including NHS, Stuco, SAD, Scholars Bowl, and K-Club. He also participated in varsity football, basketball, and track. Throughout school, Keller has always enjoyed science and wants to mix that with his farming lifestyle with his agronomy degree. Keller's enthusiasm for agriculture and serving the world make him an ideal representative of the Herb Clutter Memorial Scholarship. The scholarship was established through a fund in memory of Herbert W. Clutter, a farmer from Holcomb, Kansas, and the first president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. The history of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and the Kansas Wheat Commission is enriched with the memory and lasting leadership of Clutter and his family. Applicants for the annual Herb Clutter Memorial Scholarship must be incoming freshmen from Kansas who will be full-time students at any 2 or 4 year Kansas college or university. They should plan to pursue a career in the field of agriculture. Applications and additional information about the scholarship can be found on the Kansas Wheat website at kansaswheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.